Today being the 21st day of Ramadan, 1445 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 31st day of March, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyah Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyah Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmad Bello University Zaria Chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque, between 5 and 6 p.m. ED of Ramadan, continues from the 20th ayah of Surat Zuhruf. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Al-Kana, will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan Ebiyu Zare.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم أتيناهم كتابا من قبله فهم به مستمسكون
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد القاتل المعروف القول الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والهدى والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أما آتيناهم من قبل كتاب وهم به مستمسكون يذكر بواتبين أن تركت على لو شاء الرحمن ما بدنا من دون شيء ما لهم بذلك من إن هم إلا يخرصون They were telling Allah, if Allah so wished, we would have worshipped anything apart from Allah. So that we are worshipping something else is Allah's wish, because He sees us doing it and He left us. He doesn't want us to do it, we will not do it. Allah is asking, Amadina min kablihi kitabin, fahum bihi mustamsikun. Did we give them before this book any book that detail what they should do and how they worship from the Muslims alone, and they are holding fast to it, that they will reply with such a reply? Because like I said yesterday, you have a teacher, your teacher will teach you, this is the correct thing, this is the procedure of doing things, but your teacher will not put everybody on the same pedestal. There has to be somebody who are in A, some people have to be classed as B, some has to be classed as C, some even have to go to the level of being classed as failures. How are they going to be classed? There has to be an examination. When the examination is going on, if you are doing what is wrong, you don't say it is the teacher that wish that you do what you are doing. That's why you are doing so. The teacher will leave you, write what is wrong, he is looking at you. When you finish, you bring it to him, he's the one who will mark it and tell you whether you are wrong or right. So today, anybody in this world, Allah has already given his teaching. You knew that you came to this world, you are created by Allah. You are seeing the whole earth, how it is linked with the sun, how it is linked with the moon, how the rain comes, and all are unified and working in synchronism. With this synchrony, nobody could have synchronized everything together except that their creator is one. And the administrator is one. And the one that is replenishing whatever is there is one. That is Allah. So if you decide to say that Allah is not the one, you don't worship any, you worship something else, Allah will look at you. You are today in an examination hall. All of us came to this world to be examined to see how our position would be with Allah. So that's why Allah is asking them, if I taught you what you are doing now, then write it down. You are in examination hall. You are writing what is wrong. Somebody is telling you, this is not what the teacher said, right? No, you are correct. If that's what the teacher taught you, write it down. Am ati naam kitaban min qablihi qawm Muslim sikun. If it is that we sent you a book before this one and you are holding fast to it, so when you come, you will get your answer. Is it true? No, they are not told to anyone.
بل قالوا إنا وجدنا آباءنا على أمة وَإِنَّ عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ.
بَلْ قَالُوا إِنَّا وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَى أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّا عَلَى آثَارِهِمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. No, it is not like that. Do you know what is their answer? What they used to say? Well, this is what they used to say. Kalu, they said this. Inna wajadina aba'ana ala ummatin. We met our fathers and forefathers on a particular path, on a religion. Wa inna ala asirihim. And we are following in their footsteps. Muhtadun, guided by their footsteps. This is what they say. This particular statement is very important for all of us to be very careful. In another place, Allah is saying, أَوَلَوْ كَانَ أَبَاهُمْ لَا يَاكِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. Even though they met a father or forefathers that were not intelligent and were not guided, they will still follow him. All of us, why do we treat worldly matters with more importance than spiritual matters? Why? ويسرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. Allah said, this worldly issue, we take it more seriously. There are people that they made their fathers are farmers. They made their fathers are wearing only pants without dresses. When they saw people wearing dresses and they have the opportunity, didn't they take to dresses and wear them? Did they say, we met our fathers with loins, so we are also going to continue to wear loins? Or we met our fathers on the farm, tilling the soil. Now that there is work to be done, people are doing official work, we can do something better to earn better livelihood. No, we stick to what we met our fathers on. Why is it in only in spiritual matters they say that? Inna wajadna abana ala ummatin. Ummatin here, umma can mean a community. It can also mean a time. It can also mean leadership. It can also mean a religion. Here they are saying, we met our father on a particular way of life, on a culture, and we are in their footstep, muhtadun, following it, guided by that footstep. Most of us, today, Allah has asked a question. Is there any book that you have other than this Quran? Before this Quran came to them, did they have any book from Bihi Musaf Sikun that they were holding? So even we today, we should ask all of us, do we have any book that we are holding apart from the Quran? Then if we don't have another book, people should stop saying, no, this is our culture. This is our culture. Which culture? Whatever you want to do, go back to the Quran. Go back to the Hadith. Go back to the way Allah said it. Go back to the way the Prophet did it. Do it that way. Don't say it's our culture. And what baffles me in this so-called culture is that it's all lies. There are people who come to me and they say, the culture of our people is like this. And what they are calling culture now, it just started 20 years ago. Anybody who is older, about 50 years ago, knew that even 50 years ago, things like this, that did not exist. Now it has become a culture. Like bribery and corruption has now become a culture. When did this start in this country? When did it become entrenched? It was difficult for you to see civil servants in those days. Who has more than a car? Who has more than a house? All these things are recent events, but people have turned it, they say it's a culture. The same thing when we come to issues of marriage, people are doing things, they say, no, it's our culture. When did that culture start? But whatever you see people doing today, most of it is not up to 30 years now, but they call it culture. If you want to do proper culture, like Allah is going to tell us in the front, then let us go back to our fathers. All of us here, we are grandchildren of Anabi Nuhu. Everybody on earth today is a grandchild of Anabi Nuhu. Everybody on earth today is a grandchild of Anabi Adam. Because after Anabi Adam, between Anabi Adam and Anabi Nuhu is 1,000 years. Between Anabi Nuhu and Anabi Ibrahim is another 1,000 years. Between Anabi Ibrahim and Anabi Musa is 1,000 years. Between Anabi Musa and Anabi Isa is 1,000 years. Between Anabi Isa and our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is 569 years. And this world is 7 days. It is said that this world is going to last for 7,000 years. So you can calculate how much is remaining now, if that estimate is correct. If we must go back to our fathers, why don't we go back to Anabi Nuhu? Or why don't we go back to Anabi Ibrahim? Why is it just your father that is doing something wrong spiritually that you hold as your culture? So this is why Allah is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at what these Arabs they are saying. You are telling them what to do. This is what they are saying. Balqalu inna wajanna abana ala ummatin. This is what they were replying to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Prophet, you see us doing this. We have idols. This is Hubbal. This is the idols we have. All these idols is our forefathers that have it. Since when?
وَكَذَلِكَ مَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ فِي قَرْيَةٍ إلا قال مترفوها إنا وجدنا آباءنا على أمة وإنا على
في قرية من نذير إلا قال مطرفها إنا وجدنا آباءنا على أمة وإنا على آثارهم مقتدون. أو بقول صلى الله عليه وسلم وكذلك. That is how it is. Arabs are not the first to say that. This has been always the statement of Arabs. وكذلك. ما أرسلنا من قبلك من في قرية. We have never sent people messengers before you, all of them. Fi kariyatin, in any town or nation, min nazirin, out of the warners that come to warn, out of these messengers, illa qala mutrafuha, except the opulent ones among them, the comfortable ones, the rich ones, wealthy ones among them, they say this, inna wajadna abana ula ummatin, we met our forefathers on a particular culture, on a religion, wa inna ala asirihim, and we are in their footsteps, muqtadun, following. Here, Allah is telling us that it is the mutrafun that are always the one to reply. Which means, really sometimes, this wealth that we see, when Allah takes it away, He will be guiding us by giving it away. Because whenever there is, people are on a particular path, is when they become wealthy that they want to be distinguished. They want to show that they are different from other people. Just now, you will see a man with his brother and his sister in the same house, from the same womb. eating the same food, playing together. They get to be adults. The man is now rich. He forgets about the sister. He wants the children to be different from the children of the sister. He will take his own children with the excess money that he have, send them outside the country. He wants them to have a better education. He forgets about the sister. They will eat different. He forgets about the sister or the brother. They will live in different houses. He forgets about the sister or the brother. Wealth, most of the time, creates problem for us. That's why Allah says, "Illa qala mutrafuha." Itraf, people that are wealthy, opulent, and comfortable. Because when immediately somebody starts having money, he wants to wear something that makes him look better than other people. Not something that makes him look good. Then he now wants to wear, ride a vehicle that is, will distinguish him to be better than other people. Then he now wants to show that his children are also better than other people's children. So that's why whenever people come, sometimes I tell them, whenever you see there is a problem, suddenly the economy is bad, pray that Allah, let it be that it will move us closer to Allah, that situation. Because sometimes wealth is not good for us. You are in the same class with somebody. It's your classmate. You are playing together. You are sharing probably whatever all of you have. If it's granola, it brings to the class, all of you share. Whenever this one has money, you go and buy coke, you share. Suddenly now, you graduate. This one is working. Before 2, 4, 5 years, this one has become very rich. You are not to see your classmate now. It's as if you have never known him before. He has gotten out of class now. Today we are no more his classmate. What has thought about that? Wealth. So always the wealthy people are the ones that destroy religion. Wherever you go. Because they want to show that they are different. That's why these modern Muslims today that we have in Nigeria, particularly in this our area here, these modern so-called modern Muslims, their root is Western education. They got Western education. Because of their Western education, the Korean masters put them on salaries. One of them is receiving a salary that is equivalent to the harvest of 10 farmers in a year. Because of that, they now feel that they are better than those farmers, even though those farmers are their colleagues back at home. They think in religion too, it should also transpire like that. When they come to religion now, they also want to show that they are better than their colleagues in religion. All this issue of bid'ah that you are hearing today, but this is how it started. It's people that went to Western education. They were trained by the colonial masters. They are now having money. They are now in a position, just this money that they have. They felt that they were better than the ulama, because they see the ulama have no money. They are the ones to take from the pocket and give them. So they now say, no, they say this thing is bad. It's not in religion. This one is not in religion. Who asked you to believe Jalika? Where did you see it? They say it's not in hadith. The same people are the ones that when they come to marriage, they are going to provide their children boxes, houses, things that is beyond your thinking. They don't ask at that time, where is it in hadith? They are the ones that will come and tell you, no, we have a culture, let's revive the culture of our forefathers. All these things, let us be very careful. This wealth, if it comes to you, give the zakah out. Anybody that you grow up with, from youth, from your primary school, don't ever despise anybody. Your brothers, your sisters, don't put your children above your brothers, above your sisters. Whatever training you are giving to your children, if you can give to the sister, your sister's children, give. But don't remove your own. You take them somewhere, they go and get educated somewhere, and you want them to be seen as better than the children of your brothers, the children of your colleagues. That's how when they come to religion too, they want to be seen as doing a religion. They believe their religion is better than other people's religion. How? Religion is one. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet to have consolation. Allah will tell us why. Wealth is good, but it does more harm most of the time. That's how it is, O Prophet. Have patience. Ma arsalna min qablika في كليتهم. We have never sent before you to any nation من نذيرين out of messengers إلا قال مترفوها except the wealthy ones among them, the opulent ones among them. We say إنا وجدنا أبانا على أمة. We met our forefathers on a culture, on a religion. وإنا على آثارهم, and on their footstep we are following مقتدون.
قل ولو جئتكم بأهدى مما وجدتم عليه آباءكم قالوا إنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون.
قلوا لو جئتكم بأهدى مما وجدتم عليه آباءكم قالوا إنا بما أرسلتم به كافرون. أوفر صلى الله عليه وسلم قل أو لو جئتكم بأهدى مما وجدتم عليه آباءكم. Have I not brought to you what is better than what you found your forefathers are treading on? Have I not been something better? For what will be their reply? قالوا إنا بما جئتم به كافرون. What you have brought to us, we deny. We don't accept it. Here, all is to the fact that when anything concerns Allah, we downplay it. When it concerns the world, we uphold it. Like I said today, somebody that has money, he's riding a car. If a new car comes out and his car is getting old, he will quickly change to the new model. He wouldn't say, oh, my father was riding that old model, I'll keep to that old model. Let them say that with respect to their worldly matter. Let them not eat the new food now we are now eating. Let them not wear the new dresses that people are now wearing. Let them be wearing what our forefathers used to wear before. Let them be riding the horses they used to ride before. Let them stay in mud houses like they, our forefathers used to stay in houses before. Why is it only a religion that you have, a culture that you remember your forefathers with? And if you are sincere, go back to your forefather that everybody knows. And if you know he's our forefather, go back to him. And Abraham is our forefather, go back to him. Why go back to the third one? And like I said, what people call culture sometimes is not up to 20 years. 20, 30 years they say is culture. If you ask somebody 70 years ago, he will tell you he never knew about it. But somebody is telling you now that it's culture. So, O Prophet, just like you see, if you are from a poor background and you are lucky, you get work, you are working, or you found a job, or you started a company and you have become rich, please live in a better house. Don't say you live in a mud house like your father. If you are in a religion before, that there is no book that details what you should do, it is just by thinking of people, and you now have a book and you are told it's from Allah, study it, please follow it. The same thing, all this, our so-called legislators, they should study the Quran. The Prophet has been asked to tell us, قُلْ أَوْلَوْ جِيْتُكُمْ بِأَهْدِهِ مَا وَجَدْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَكُمْ. What is your problem with maize? You put maize as if it's an idol. Except it's there, you cannot talk. Just an object that now you went to buy. If somebody steals this, somebody else make another one. But you say it's your object of authority now, maize in the house. Then if you say no, they say this law has been there since 1960. You cannot repeal it until. What of you that you are a Muslim? You have the Quran. What did the Quran say? Like I keep saying, all our legislators have failed. All our presidents from Sadauna to today, they have failed. Because there are basic things that Allah said that none of them fought. Look at riba. Till today, nobody, none of them has been able to stand up and fight riba. We are not going to accept riba. And you're holding the Quran. And Allah said he's going to fight. Anybody taking riba? Allah said, وَزَرُوا مَا بَكِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. This alone is a problem. And the human being is more important. It's because of the human being Allah puts the world. You don't come and destroy human beings because you want to build some structures. What is our problem with structures? The Prophet never taught us how to build roads. He didn't teach us how to build skyscrapers. But he taught us how to be nice to our children, how to be nice to our wives, how to be nice to our neighbors, how to be nice to each other, how to be honest, how to be truthful, to hold Allah only one, to worship only one Allah, and to respect our elderly ones, and to have mercy on the young ones. Let us start with that. If you are going to legislate, look at what's in your book and use that to assist you in legislating. Know that this is what we meant. We meant that is in the house. This is the 99th constitution. And so what? Read Allah's book. How long you to be adding my wajatu alayhi abaakum? But they say, call in Nabi Mawar say to be kafirun. Deny it and see the picture.
فانتقمنا منهم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين.
فانتقمنا منهم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين. When the people, earlier people said that, oh, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, do you know what happened? فانتقمنا منهم. We seized them and we took retribution from them. فانظر, look. What was the end of those who that were used to telling lies? What was their end? Allah is asking the Prophet to tell these people, look, because a fortunate person, a lucky person is the one that is able to get wise, but what happened to somebody else? You see somebody traded a path and he got destroyed, are you going to follow the same path? You see somebody is doing something and he succeeded. You do that thing that he did and he succeeded. Allah said, I took retribution. Minhum man arsalna alayhi hasban, wa minhum man akhadhathu sayyatu, wa minhum man khasabna bil ard, wa minhum man agrakna. Wa kana Allahu yazlimuhum wa lakin kanu anfusahum yazlimun. Some Allah sent wind to destroy them. Some Allah sent blast. The blast came, deafened them and burned them and destroyed them. Some Allah buried in the earth, some Allah drowned. Allah is telling all this so that we can learn from the mistake of the past people. We shouldn't come and say that this is what we found our forefathers doing. You must do it. Whenever you see things, learn from it. One day a king was sitting down in his court. Then he was asking, what is the sweetest thing that people know? What are the things, those things that are the sweetest things? And funny enough, everybody kept quiet. But one tiny girl that was in the court, that was brought by the master there, who is also a slave of the king, I know the answer. Everybody was shocked. You know the answer? I said, yes. What is the sweetest thing? He said, sexual intercourse, one. Alcohol, drinking alcohol, two, and having a kingdom, three. Then the king said, this little girl, which means she must have been involved in zina and in this things. If not, how does he know these things? Seize her and kill her. They said, no, I've never done any of this. Then how did you know? He said, I watch what happened to people. It's my watching that I knew that these three things must be the sweetest things. Because any time my mother is pregnant, I see how she's suffering, vomiting. It is with difficulty when it's coming to give birth, as if she would die. And after some times, I see her again going to my father's place to go and be together in the bed with my father. And I know that whatever is going to my father to get must be so sweet that he doesn't care about this problem that he's having from this sickness when she's pregnant. Then when people drink, I see drunk people, they come, they will vomit, they will sleep in gutter, they will look so humiliated. Following them, I see them going back to drink. Then whatever they are getting from drinking must be so sweet that they don't care about the humiliation they are getting from getting drunk. And in this kingdom, I saw every day when they bring one prince and the other prince, he has done something wrong, they say they should go and kill him. And yet everybody is still looking to have position in the kingdom, which means whatever is in the kingdom must be so sweet for them. This small girl was able to study this just by looking. You all, we should stay. Whatever you see your father is doing, if it's wrong, don't say, I will do it because my father did it. Your father is not better than the prophet. Your father is not better than even the ulama in your place. Let us follow what the Prophet asked us to follow.
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِّمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember the time where it's called Ibrahim, that your forefather, and Ibrahim, the forefathers of the Arab, the one they are so proud of, when he told his father, where it's called Ibrahim, the Abi, or Kongi, and his people, Innan Ibrahim, I'm far away removed, from what they are worshipping. You claim that you are following your forefathers. You, this people of Makkah, you, this Arab people, do you have a forefather that you are proud of more than Abraham? When Abraham came and met his father on a path that was not the good path, did he follow him? And he left a history that is unparalleled here, where it's called Ibrahim Li Abihi. Is it his real father? This particular statement, Li Abihi, was mentioned in the Quran 8 times. But the first time it was mentioned is Rattle and Arm, where it's called Ibrahim Li Abihi, Azara. Allah said, when Abraham told his father, Azar, in the culture of the Arabs, they call their uncles father. Like a Nabi Yaqub was asking his children, Mala ta'buduna min ba'di, qul na'budu ilahaka wa ilaha abaika Ibrahima wa Ismaila wa Ishaqa ilahan wahidan. These are children of a Nabi Yaqub. They said, we will worship the one God that you worship, the one God that was worshipped by your father, Abraham, by our father, Abraham, and our father, Ismaila, and our father, Ishaqa. Even though Ishaqa is their own grandfather directly, Ismail is a brother to Ishaq. So whenever the Arabs they are talking, if they say, go and call me your father, then it's your real father. But if you say, go and call me your father Aliyu, then you now know it's your uncle Aliyu they are talking about. That's why the first time it was being mentioned in the Quran, Allah said, well, it's called Ibrahim Li Abi Azar. His father Azar. Azar is uncle of Ibrahim, not his father. And first of all, having a hadith, he said from the beginning of Adam to up to today that he was even bad to, that his father, none of his father has ever been in shirk. He has been from the best. Ana bin khiyan, bin khiyan. I have always been chosen from the best. Whenever there is a split, my father is put in the best, and I have none. There is no sifa, there is no fornication, there is no shirku in my lineage from my time to Adam. Which means, where is called Ibrahim, the Abihi, wa Qawmihi, inna nibara'u mimma ta'budun. This father here is his uncle, not his blood father.
Illa alladhi fatarani fa innahu sayahdi.
إلا الذي فطرني فإنه سيهدين. إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الذي فطرني. I'm far away from whatever you people are worshiping. إلا الذي فطرني, except this one that created me, molded me to be like this. إلا الذي فطرني فإنه إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الذي فطرني. فإنه سيهدين. For sure, this one that created me is the one that shall guide me. None of you will tell me to worship any other thing that is not Allah. Waja'ala.
Waja'alaha kalimatan baqiyatan fi aqibihi la'allahum yarji'un.
وجعلها كلمة باقية في أهله لعلهم يرجعون. This statement of an Ibrahim, we made it, وجعلها كلمة, we made it to be a statement باقية that will forever stay on the ground. في أكبه, in his progenies, لعلهم يرجعون, so that they may return. Allah is telling us here that an Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan, he was a leader who was contented. He made a history. He refused to worship the idol. They tried burning him. Allah saved him. Kunna ya naru kuni bardan salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah saved him. He did what was a history that will never be forgotten. So you, the Arabs, if you claim you have a forefather, then let Abraham be your forefather. Follow the path of Abraham. You see some people sometimes, they will not bear their father's name, rather they will bear their grandfather's name, who is more prominent. If we must claim a grandfather to be what we are following, let him be a grandfather that is on the straight path. We make a statement to endure in his progenies, fi akibihi, la'allahum yarji'un, so that any time there will be somebody who is still following the path of Abraham up to the day of judgment. There will always be in his zuriya those that keep to the path of Abraham. Here we have our Prophet Muslim, who is also part of the progenies of Abraham, still on that path, and today the whole world is following him.
بل متعت هؤلاء وآباءهم حتى جاءهم الحق ورسول مبين.
بل متعت O Prophet, do you know why these people, I tell you, why they are always going astray? Why they all do this? Well, this is it. Matatu, ha'ulai. It's because I have made them to be comfortable, to enjoy wa'aba'ahum, and their fathers, hatta'ja'ahum haqqu, until the truth came to them, wa rasulun mubin, and a messenger that is explaining things in clear terms come to them. They don't want to abandon this, their enjoyment, even in little. If not, how do you say it? Somebody has 100 million naira, is his. It's his property. Allah is saying, in every 40, take 1 million and give to the less privileged. When he looks at the 1 million, he says, it's too much. Look at the 40, you are taking one from. It at 9 is not much. It is the one that you are taking out that is much. Because in every 100, you have to take 2.5%, which means in every 40, you are taking one out. This one is so big, they refuse to give zakat. Because today, if our rich men were giving zakat and applying it properly, even to their own relatives, even to their own people in their own villages and their towns, the situation will not be as it is today in Nigeria. In the Muslim world as a whole. But when they look at the amount that is for zakah, we cannot give this out. They forgot they have all until they leave the world. So Allah is telling the Prophet, why they do this? It's because these people have given them comfort, given them luxury, and their forefathers, now the truth has come to them. Well, Rasulun, and the messenger has come to them, obedient in clear terms. We don't want to come.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ وَإِنَّا بِهِ كَافِرُونَ.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمُ الْحَقُّ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ وَإِنَّا بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. When truth has come to them now, for them to follow the truth, they, as far as they are concerned, in following the truth, they will now be not as important as they used to be. Allah said, "Wala maja wa haku," where the truth has come to them, "Kalu hadha sihr," he said, "This is nothing but magic." Let us tell you in clear terms. What we have come with, we deny, we refuse, we disobey. Kafir, kafara is to deny. And it is also the word to mean an unbeliever, because he disbelieved in the message of Allah. So this is what they tell the Prophet of Allah. We deny what he have brought.
وقالوا لولا نزل هذا القرآن على رجل من القريتين عظيم.
وقالوا لولا نزل هذا القرآن على رجل من القريتين عظيم. Why is it that this message is coming? It came in this part. وقالوا, then they said, لَوْلَا نُزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ, this reading that you say is a reading from Allah. Why is it that it was not sent? لَوْلَا نُزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ, unto a man, مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَزِيمٍ, that is from one of the two big cities. You take an orphan, a poor person, who couldn't even get married to a young wife. He has to fall back to marry a divorcee. Or a lady who has no husband, who was earlier married, and you are telling us that it's such a man that you now put forward as our leader. Why wouldn't you select somebody from a noble house? Not only a noble house, he's also noble himself because he's rich, he is powerful, they will follow him. Minal Qaryatayni Azim, from the two big cities. What are the two big cities? From Makkah and from Taif. To them, people like Walid bin Mughira in Makkah, or people like Urwah bin Mas'ud As-Sakafi, these are the people that they see, who are prominent people, rich, highly respected. But you are seeing this prophet. The kind of name that was given to him in his youth, when there was no issue of wealth, no issue of anybody, everybody called him Amin. Al-Amin, Al-Amin, the trustworthy one. Is it every other person like that? Is the issue of message, the issue of wealth? This is what they wanted. If you are going to send prophet to us, so they want to tell Allah where he should send his message to. If today you are going to choose a president, what do? You vote. Once you vote, and I've chosen the president, how he chooses his minister, will he ask you to, again? He will choose the kind of people you want as ministers. You have no contribution in how he chooses his minister, because he is going to choose a minister that will work for him now. Then in your own case, you are not the one that chose Allah to be Allah. Allah is the one that chose you to be his slave. Let alone for you to now determine for Allah who he should choose as the one that should be his messenger. So you cannot choose for Allah. Allah is one that chooses. Whatever you choose, if you don't accept it, then you have denied Allah, and then you wait for the consequences.
أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَرَفَعْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ درجات ليتخذ بعضهم بعضا سخريا ورحمة ربك خير مما يجمعون.
أهم يكسبون رحمة ربك نحن قسمنا بينهم معيشتهم وحياة الدنيا ورفعنا بعض فوق بعض درجات ليتخذ بعضهم بعضا سخريا رحمة ربك خير مما يجمعون. Allah is asking them, O Prophet, ask them this question. أَهُمْ يَكْسِبُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ, when Allah is going to apportion His blessings, the blessings of your Lord, are they the ones to apportion it, or Allah is the one to apportion it? Even their livelihood, we are the one that apportioned it to them. We are the one that made this one to be rich, this one to be poor. And we lifted some of them above others in status. So that one of them can take the other for servitude. Know this. The blessing of Allah, khairun, is better mimma yajma'un, than what they put together today and they call God. So Allah is now telling us, you cannot determine what a person will be tomorrow. You can't even determine what your child will be tomorrow. You can't determine what yourself will be tomorrow. You can only apply yourself and be hardworking. But Allah is the one to determine what you will be tomorrow. How many of at times do you come to a school, like a university like this, your classmate, the best among you, he had first class, you are seeing him. At the end of the day, he became a lecturer. He could hardly even maintain his vehicle. And this one had third class. He went to the ministry. He became somebody. He is the one to come back and give this and be given his colleague assistance who had a first class. So that's how Allah does. He made some intelligent, some not intelligent, some rich, some not rich, some beautiful, some not beautiful, some from a big home, not from a big home, some tall, some short, some dark, some light. Allah is the one that gives whatever He gives to everybody. Why? لِيَتَّخِذَ بَعْدُهُمْ بَعْدًا سُخْرِيًّا. So that one can take the other for service. You are in the school, this one is very intelligent. You are always telling him, please assist me, I don't understand this. Please assist me. Tomorrow, Allah make him a rich man. He is now poor. So he comes back to you, please, I'm going to get married and I don't have enough money, you take. Or you grew up together, suddenly you are rich. The one that you grew up with up to now is not rich. So come to me. Either I'm going to take somebody to work in my house as my secretary. Come and be my secretary. Then you pay him a good fee. He's serving you, you are paying him. That's how Allah has done. If Allah has made all of us to be the same thing, then who will serve who? Who will be in need of who? This is a lady from a rich man's house. She's not very beautiful. This one is from a poor man's house. She's very beautiful. A rich man comes, he says, no, I will not marry this lady. She's not beautiful for me. She goes to marry from the poor man's house. Then the wealth will now go back to the poor man's house. They are talking about whom bad and suffering. Whatever you will ask Allah, always ask Allah for blessing. Say, Allah, may Allah bless my children. May Allah bless me. May Allah bless. Always ask for blessing. Because warahmatu rabbika khairum ma yajma'un. Whatever you put together, if there's no blessing on it, it's rubbish. So Allah is the one that divides what He divides in this world. So when you see that Allah has given somebody something that you don't have, ask Allah. Oh, I don't have that thing. I want it. Allah, give me a portion of it. Don't say His own should stop. And because somebody is rich, doesn't know me that he's better than you. At the end, the person who is better is one who is closest to Allah. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. All of us, Allah has already given us dignity. He made a human being walking on two legs. He already dignified. But the closest to Allah is the one that is more dignified. If you live in this world for how many years? Maybe 100 years. How much are you going to live in the hereafter? Eternity, infinity. What is 100 to infinity? If you say 100, if you say infinity minus 100, what do you have? Infinity. If you say 100 minus infinity, what do you have? Minus infinity. So don't go to hell because of 100. Go to heaven because of 100. Say the 100 years I'm going to spend in this life, I sacrifice it because of the infinity I'm going to get. So you say 100 minus infinity. From that my infinity, I take away 100. I can afford to give it up. I will still have infinity. That's why on the day of judgment, we are going to ask them, come Labis na yawan abadim. No, we spent, yes, there was a place called the world. Yes, we stayed there. We were there for just part of the day. Is it up to your day? You will forget that you stayed here for over 100 years. So wa rahmatu rabbika, the blessing of Allah that he gives to you, khairu is better, mimma yajma'un, than whatever they put together as what they call wealth. Don't look at anybody's wealth.
ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها
ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون. الله is not only for the Muslim. ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة. ولولا, if it's not that the whole of mankind will become the same thing, لجعلنا, I will have made it in such a way, لمن يكفر بالرحمن, for those that deny that the merciful is Allah, لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا, I would have made it that they have a house that has doors going into anywhere they want to go. مِنْ فِدَّةٍ, and those doors will be of silver. لَجَلْنَا لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِدَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجًا, and gold, and I will make their doors to be of silver, and I will put their staircases so that they can climb to it. لَجَعَلْنَا لِمَا يَقُرُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ لِبُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِدَّةٍ وَمَعَارِجًا عَلَيْهَا يَظْهَرُونَ. They will have doors, it will have roofings. These roofings will all be silver. And it will have steps that is so beautiful that they will be climbing to the rooftop to go and sit there. I will give anybody that deny Allah, I will have done that and give him such a building.
ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون.
ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون. And I have met in this kind of house, لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون. ولبيوتهم أبوابا, that their house will have a lot of doors, they go in and come out. Wasururan, and it will have plenty of couches where they can just recline on. That they will be reclining on. Their houses will be so comfortable, will be so beautiful. For those who deny Allah and they say there's no Allah.
Wasurufa, وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين.
وزخرفا, وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين. الله said, لجعلنا لمن يفرض رمى لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولبيوتهم أبوابا وسررا عليها يتكئون وزخرفا, and it will also be embellished with gold. وإن كل ذلك, if you are, they would have these houses that is so beautiful, so high, with reclining couches in it, with staircases all of silver, with the roof all of silver, and with the whole body gold. Zukhrufa, when kullu zalik, all lamata'u al-hayati dunya, it will just be an, the enjoyment of this world. But the hereafter, wal-akhiratu, the hereafter, inda rabbika, with Allah, is for those that fear Allah. So Allah is telling us now, one day, a fly, out of flies, the wing was broken. It's still flying, but the wing is broken. So Allah was asking the fly. Fly, said, yes. This is your wing that is broken. Let me remove it, but I'll give you the whole world in place of it. He said, no, my wing is better for me than the whole of God. Then Allah said, if the wing of a fly, if the whole world to me is as heavy as the wing of a fly, to me, if it's as heavy as this fly, this wing of this fly, I will not give it to a calf to drink. Even one drink of water, I will not give it to him. If the whole world, if it is as weighty to me as the wing of this fly, then I will never give it to a calf. Which means to Allah it is nothing. Allah said, if not that, if he does that, human beings will all become the same thing. What's happening to all of us? Somebody is just tested with a little bit of luck. They know I'm going. This, what they call it now, Japaba? They want to Japan. They want to go to America. Why? Oh, because the world there is, life there is better. Nobody is telling you, I want to go to Sudan, I want to go to Saudi Arabia, or I want to go to Egypt so that I can learn Arabic and I can know the word of my Allah better. Or let me go to Kano because I'll find ulama there who will teach me. Let me come to Zaria because I'll find people who will teach me. Nobody says this. Everybody wants to go somewhere because the work there is better. As they are graduating, please know I want you to help my child to get work in CBN, in NCC, in all these places, because those places are better. Nobody is saying, give him work where he will have rest of mind. No, where he will have more money. That's what Allah is saying. When you see people, they are in luxury, in opulence, leave them to eat. Allah will have given them more than that. It's only that if he give them more than that, people will abandon it. How many at times we see a man who is very pious, who spent all his life worshipping Allah, studying, knowing Quran, teaching Quran, having students, and his own children will forget about their teachings of their father and be looking for wealth. Just because of the small wealth, the small luxury they see with wealth, it is the students that will come and follow their father in the path of their of that spiritual growth. So let us be very careful. This luxury, whatever you enjoyed last year, where is it today? The day you are going to die is then you will know that all the luxuries was meaningless. Sheikh Ibrahim Niazi said, the day a person is dying, he said, you are sleeping. Wherever you are sleeping, no matter how costly the place you are sleeping, you and the Almighty sleeping on the floor, what was the difference the day you are dying? Whatever you are used to eating, let it be chicken, let it be fish, let it be caviar, which is the costliest food in the world. Whatever it is, the day you are dying, what is the value of that to what a person that has just been taking mia and kuka, what is the difference? It then you know it has all been meaningless. If you like be wearing even the haram, because in this ummah, it is haram for you to wear, for the men to wear silk or to wear gold. But the women are allowed to wear silk, they are allowed to wear gold. If you decide to be wearing the costless dresses, when you die, what is going to be used to bury you? So where is your common sense? Your father lived a very fruitful life, taught you religion. I'm talking now to the children of these sheikhs. And today, you allow luxury to lead you to wherever you want to go. If luxury is what matters, some people will even tell you, oh, today, if Allah is going to send a person to the Prophet, he has to be very rich. Who told you this is a lie? Allah will always send the person that bothers about Allah and the Prophet more than any other person. It's not the issue of luxury or clothes or this. We have seen people like Bin Fodio. In his time, he went to a king. The king brought a lot of wealth to give him. He said, thank you. I don't want it. I want you to follow the message I brought. That's all. We have seen people like Sheikh Ibrahim Niaz. The president of the nation will send to him, please, I'm inviting you. We have occasion next week. I want you to come. We will give you awards. Please, I'm now in the time of Ramadan. I am doing tafsir. I will not be chanced. When another time permits, I will come. Sorry for not being able to honor your invitation. Today, some of us, you abandon what you are doing for Allah and just follow. Just because the person that calls you, there is luxury there. This luxury for how many minutes? That's why Allah is telling us that If the wealth of this world mattered to Allah, He would not have given it to a drink of it to a kafir. The same thing, if not that, all of you will turn to be the same thing. Because your child sometimes, he sees you on the good track. He goes to the neighbor's house. He sees television there. People are watching nonsense movie. He will leave your house and go there and stay there. So if Allah surrounds you with all such things, if you don't take time, even you too, you go and join, you don't know. That's why out of the mercy of Allah, sometimes He brings hardship, He brings poverty, so that everybody will think only on himself. All that is just comfort. When you go and see people living in beautiful luxury houses, just pass it. What you have in paradise, this cannot even, it's not something you can even think of. Anybody who is 50 years now here, look at the most beautiful house that you had in your village or in your school or anywhere you go 50 years ago. Compare it to the beautiful house today. Where is it? Will you call it beautiful? People kill themselves over those beautiful houses 50 years ago, like those ones are doing now. In 50 years to come, whatever you are seeing beautiful now will be nothing. So hold to Allah, hold to the Prophet, and have patience. When you call the matter hard to deny, on akhirat in the rubika, the muttaqin. The hereafter is for those that fears Allah. When you say taqwa, taqwa, Allah says do this, you do it. Abandon this, you abandon it. May Allah make us to be good to follow Allah and to abandon what He asks us to abandon. We are entering the last 10 days. We have to all try our best to double up in what you are doing so that Allah will get Lailatul Qadr. But Lailatul Qadr, the Prophet said, Fita Satin Tukka, Fisab Satin Tukka, Fihab Satin Tukka, Fisad Satin Tukka. When it is remaining 9 days, that is on the night of 21st, or on the night of 25th, or on the night of 27th, or on the night of 29th. But Sayyidina Abdullah Abbas said, when you go to Surah Al-Qadr, inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Wa ma adraika ma Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadri khayrun al fishar. Laylatul Qadr, it was mentioned in that surah 3 times. And Laylatul Qadr is 9 letters. And 9 letters multiplied by 3 is 27. So it's 27 nights that is Laylatul Qadr. Our Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he says, the surah Laylatul Qadr, if you count the words in it, there are 30 words in it. And the 27th word there is here. Salamun, here. That is the 27th word. So here say, means this is it. Which means 27th night is one of the nights that somebody should hold seriously as Laylatul Qadr. But the rest, do it, because first of all, that make it to be ambiguous, new reasons why he made it to be ambiguous. May Allah make us to be able to coincide with this night and grant us our request and make us forgiven by Allah and make us to be blessed people, people that are beloved of the Prophet, people that are able to see the Prophet in this world and hereafter. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive our dead ones. Those ones that are sinking among us, may Allah give them health. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslims. What we are going to feed with, what we are going to close ourselves, what we are going to ride, the house we are going to stay in, may Allah give all to us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala assist those assisting Islam. All those that are asking for blessing in this moment, may Allah give to them. Those looking for children, may Allah give it to them. Those that are looking for good husbands, may Allah give it to them. Those that are looking for wives, may Allah give it to them. Those that are in school, may Allah make them to grant them success in their school. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. May Allah reward the Sahabas for us. May Allah reward our sheikhs for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us to give this world with La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ladh-dhalin. Amin. La اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر المقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. I don't know how to get them. I was driving, I couldn't have school. You may receive my phone off. You look like a manager.
Magazine from Capital Delegation.
Okay, but
in this.
Okay.